This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Limit recession, now a 67% possibility, says who? Another bank explodes on itself, which is not good, my friends. And oh, so sad. Dude looks like a lady. Aerosmith's farewell tour. Is that for real? Have you ever seen them in concert? I have. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thrilled as always to be at the helm of this show as we kind of navigate together some of the rough stuff that's happening around us. Nothing rougher than the stories that we've heard coming out of Texas and the family ripped apart by the neighbor who decided to shoot five and kill five of his neighbors. The man wanted by law enforcement for the killings of those five Texas neighbors, including a nine-year-old boy, entered the U.S. illegally and had been deported by immigration four times. So this suspect has eluded everybody looking for him. I mean, his face is everywhere. There's tons of money that's been put up for leading to his arrest. But Francisco Oropesa Perez Torres still remains on the lam. So, an unknown location. Who knows what? He was apprehended and removed a bunch of times again by ICE enforcement and removal operations in September of 2009, January 2012, and July 2016. One of the other times was in March of 2009. So whatever his current immigration status is, it's unclear. But there are massive pleas for the public to help in this search for this 38-year-old who they say opened fire after he was asked to stop shooting his rifle near a neighbor's family home in Cleveland, which is a small rural kind of community just northeast of Houston, 50 miles, give or take, outside of that city. So he's armed and dangerous. That's what he's considered to be. And there are 250 law enforcement officers looking for him. There's $80,000 in reward money that's been put up to capturing him. The massacre is among more than 180 U.S. mass shootings in just the first 4 months of the year. And another seemingly ordinary encounter, about 10 to 20 minutes, if you haven't heard this, before Friday's killing, Wilson Garcia and two other men walked over to his yard and asked him to stop shooting so close to their home because their baby was sleeping. They asked him to just simply shoot on the other side of his property. He refused, and when he kept doing that, they said, look, we don't want to, but we'll call the police. So then he decided, okay, a handful of minutes later, I'm coming after you. So that's exactly what he did. And this poor Wilson Garcia, who went to tell his neighbor to stop doing that, watched as he yelled at his wife to get in the house. And, of course, she was the first one that was shot point blank in the head and killed. And then his son was killed as well. And there was somebody in the house that told him, you got to jump out the window because you got two other kids, including a baby who just lost their mother. And this maniac is shooting at all of us. Wow. That is such a creepy, sad, sad, sick and twisted story. And let's hope they catch him because it was execution style. Above the neck, every single person that he decided he was going to shoot in that house because he didn't like what he was asked to do. So armed and dangerous, still on the loose since Friday. crazy. All right, I have to go to something lighter because every single week I'm telling you about some story of a neighbor confronting another neighbor and it just doesn't end well. Aerosmith doing the Peace Out after 50 years, a farewell tour. So they announced on Monday they're going to have a 40-dater that is going to feature some special guests like the Black Crowes. And they said, that's it. They're done. It's not goodbye. It's peace out. But this is it. Because sometimes you hear that from bands, and then everybody pleads with them, even if they're 105, to please get back together and go on tour. So the new tour is produced by Live Nation, kicks off in Philly September 2nd, and it's got stops across U.S., Canada, you know, the usual places you would think, Los Angeles, Madison Square in New York, Austin's Moody Center, Seattle, Chicago, Toronto, and all those kinds of places. And you can bet, I mean, whatever the tickets are, I can't imagine it wouldn't be a sellout. And a really special one will happen in Boston, because it's New Year's Eve when they're going to do that. That's in New Year's Eve 2023. So look out. How many Aerosmith songs can you name? One of my favorite bands. So I had to go there. Had to go there at the top of this thing. All right, mystery balloons. Have you had enough of mystery balloons? There's another one. The military is tracking another mysterious balloon. They've determined no threat to aerial traffic, national security. But what's it for? Who does it belong to? Nobody knows at this point. Not going over sensitive areas in Hawaii, but they've been tracking it since late last week. And is it a weather balloon? Is it something else? It's not very maneuverable. It's moving kind of slowly toward Mexico. The thought is, I don't think it belongs to the Chinese, but they're still trying to identify the owner. When I say they, I mean the National Security Council is talking to the Defense Department, and they're mulling this whole thing over and trying to figure it out. I mean, look, Pacific Air Force has launched three F-22s to assess the situation and visually identify it. It's a spherical object is what it's being called, and they monitored its transitions and where it was going and just determined no threat. You can believe any time a balloon goes up now, there's so many cartoons and memes and so many embarrassing things happen because of those weather balloons that immediately there's going to be a jet up there or two or three trying to figure out what it is. 36,000 feet, and still don't know. Remember, a Chinese spy balloon flew across parts of the U.S. in February before it was shot down off the Carolina coast. So like I said, that's not going to happen again because it was too embarrassing to the administration to have that happen again. All right, coming up this hour, we have a big, big giveaway for you. I think it's pretty big anyway. Nothing like winning some skillets. Who doesn't need cast iron skillets? Especially when you got three different sizes. Coming up a little bit later in this hour.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Turn up the music.
I was at a gym the other night. I was feeling real good, so the feeling was right. I came to the party for a different kind of action. The next thing I know, I was doing a Michael Jackson. I was throwing all beat, and my feet got tied. It was like a DJ just for the big five.
You gotta love that twist on that tune. It reminds me of I Dream of Jeannie. Dun, 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 dun. I Dream of Jeannie was in a bottle, remember, found in the water by Major Healy. Or is it Major Nelson? This Major, I can't remember. Major Healy, I don't know. But now that would be tangled up in sargassum. Not sarcasm, sargassum, which is this brown, yucky seaweed that actually smells. I was treated to a small version of it when I was over the weekend looking for shark's teeth just outside of Venice Beach, but that's on the Gulf Coast. Over on the Atlantic side, that's where all of this is starting to hit, so I feel so badly for people who are going to the Florida Keys, and what they're treated to is a record-breaking blob of smelly seaweed. Yeah, all over Key West. And so what do? They just get these bulldozers and they pull them up. They go up and down the beaches, and that's the only way that they can pull this stuff up. You know, this brown mass is more than 5,000 miles and it forms yearly. It spans more than 5,000 miles and it forms yearly from the shores of Africa to the Gulf of Mexico. And I guess you just don't really think about it, but the mass this year is setting a new record because scientists are already watching it. I mean, you can go online and you can see it lighting up like red dots all over the place. Seriously. So they've already measured 3 million tons of seaweed, and it emits this smell like rotten eggs. So imagine if you're a tourist, you saved your pennies. Woohoo! I'm going down to Key West to see the cats. And think of the whole Hemingway thing, or just to have a few gold ones and catch some amazing fish. But it wouldn't be very fun if that's all you smelled around you. Plus, think of how that can get gunked up in the motors. I feel so badly for the people who have encountered this. And I think
they were thinking maybe it's going to hold off a little bit longer because a big chunk of it is really supposed to hit in June and July, people, of all things. So that's happening, and in all seriousness, they wish it was only about the smell, but sadly, six people were killed, dozens of others injured with the dust storm. Did you hear the story? And if you haven't, of course, that's why we're here, right? What's happening in your backyard and mine? It always seems to come back to some ominous weather thing or some phenomenon. And these six people were part of this pileup in Illinois. 30 were injured and went to the hospital. There were multiple people with life-threatening injuries, others with not life-threatening injuries, but banged up. So 2 to 80 years old, that's pretty much what he had. It was 11 a.m. and Interstate 55. That's where it happened because it's all of a sudden it was like this two-mile stretch. And I was looking at some video of it. Oh, there's no way. You had trucks in front of you. And this thing hit, you could not see. You know, you had 30 commercial vehicles, lots of them big trucks that were part of this. Two semi-trucks caught fire. And the cause of the crash was these excessive winds blowing the dirt from farm fields across the highway. So now you had emergency crews trying to get through the dust storm, and helicopters. And I'll tell you what, I've seen backups, I've seen storms, but I've never seen the dust that thick. Never. And I lived in Nebraska. I lived in places where there was farmlands, and you would sometimes get those weird dust devil things, but not to the extent of what the people in Illinois on this road saw. There are people in RVs that just happened to be driving there. They said it was kind of like snow, but it was instead this dust. And you know, you're driving, so your instinct would be, what, it's like when there's a bad rainstorm, maybe to pull over, but you're in the middle of it and you're going 70 miles an hour. That's not happening. There's no way that you can put on the brakes there. You just have to do what you can, and that's what a lot of the cars did. And some of the people who survived that just looked, you know, held the wheel, looked as closely as they could at maybe a right or a quick left that they could make, but it was bad business. Nasty, 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 sad way to start off the week. All right, so another bank collapse, right? We had the demise of First Republic Bank. Now there's still questions about, ooh, the banking system. What about the economy? Because the banks are too big to fail. Right? That would just crash the economy. So now you have the second largest bank failure. First Republic Bank had $230 billion in assets last month, and that eclipses the Silicon Valley Bank collapse. Three of the four largest bank failures in U.S. history have taken place over the last 2 months. And First Republic, pretty much their fate was sealed when the bank revealed that they had lost $100 billion in deposits after the Silicon Bank collapsed and led to the panic among mostly wealthy clients, including the actress Sharon Stone. So their stock plummeted 75% last week. Oh, my oh my. It does make you feel like, you know, the people that were stuffing their money in the mattress, sure, you're not getting any returns on that, but they felt a little bit safer maybe. I'll just put some of that under the mattress. I'll just have some liquidity, thank you, in my giant piggy bank instead of putting it in somebody else's hands where they can't seem to manage the money. And you had, who swooped in? J.P. Morgan. They took control of the San Francisco-based regional bank and brokered, and they were part of that brokered sale. And that protects the deposits. It wipes out shareholders, though. It makes the nation's largest bank even bigger, right, J.P. Morgan. So that's what happens. One domino falls, and the bigger domino swoops in and holds everything up. And I guess they had unrealized, how does this happen? Whose job is this? They had unrealized losses on long-term treasury bonds, which saw the value go down after the Federal Reserve hiked interest rates. But people, they were hiking the interest rates month after month after month after month. Who is in charge of watching how that is flexing? So, of course, they couldn't raise cash to cover the deposits because that's where their money was invested. Oh, just idiots. I mean, seriously. You know, again, no one's 100%, but somebody took their eye off the ball in a very, very, very big way. So most chief economists saw the U.S. falling into a recession in 2023 before these major banks collapsed this year. Consumer spending is falling after years of sky-high inflation. Interest rate hikes are aimed at slowing demand for goods and services. So now, I hate the R word. I hate it. The forecast, though, does not look good. It's gloomier because now you've got big banks that are pulling back on lending because they don't want that risk on the balance sheets. So that reduces access to credit. So do the math. It slows the growth of new businesses. It hurts employers' abilities to invest in their company and hire more workers. And that's what I call frozen. We would be frozen in time. So, of course, there's big backlash to this. But the problem is, here we go again. We have brilliant financial people in this country. Why aren't they ever the ones that are the accountability people? Maybe they don't want to be. So now recession probability is 67%. 67% in the models that a lot of analysts have built. That's where that's coming from. Is it a sure thing? Do we know for sure that's going to happen? No, that's why the probability is 67%. Let's hope that that's completely wrong. Because you think about maybe the third quarter is when that would kick in, which is most likely. And maybe, if we're lucky, it's a teeny weeny, or at least smaller, recession than some are predicting, because it's going to get really, really tight out there, my friends. Do you know how to can tomatoes? Do you know how to grow vegetables? Maybe there is something to getting these chickens and getting the eggs that way. Oh, all right, a giveaway coming up next.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Cleanup efforts underway after deadly tornadoes in America's heartland. Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management Director Annie MacVest.
And so just making sure that people have what they need is the most important thing right now. And the other efforts as we begin to come in and help the city managers, the elected officials.
Tornadoes caused extensive destruction in several towns, including Sulphur, Oklahoma. Former President Trump is in New York City ahead of the second week of testimony in his hush money trial, which resumes Tuesday. Judge Juan Merchan expected to hold a second hearing Thursday concerning Trump's alleged breach of his gag order. House Speaker Mike Johnson still facing threats of removal from some conservatives within his party. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene said on Sunday Johnson's days as Speaker are numbered after he supported additional aid for Ukraine. John Schaefer, USA News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kitchen. It's an easy guide to plant forward eating, and actually some of the recipes are pretty cool. If you like veggies, boy, this book is for you for sure. It's always good if you're eating some of that candy bar stuff to mix in some of those veggies. But before we get there, this is interesting. There's been a lot of obviously conversation about our mental health. And with stress and not enough time for this or for that, or the doom and gloom that surrounds us sometimes, like the dreaded R word, a new study has come up with something that I think is, I believe is good for mental health. It makes sense to me. So there was a study that was done by this marriage counselor and psychologist Everett Worthington, and he noticed that a lot of couples were angry about what they thought were slights and then real wrongs, and he realized they could make progress only if they forgave each other. So he decided to do this research, decades long studying the science of forgiveness, that, you know, what would happen if you forgave. So he and his colleagues recently completed a study that went across five different countries and showed that when forgiveness is taught, practiced, and actually achieved, you get better results with your mental health and overall well-being because it changes relationship dynamics and it prevents a lot of crazy things that happen, some of the injustices. People don't have to forgive, right? It's really a choice to forgive or not. And this study actually is pretty interesting. It makes sense. Look, because if you hold grudges, you know, what does that do? What does the grudge thing do to you? Of course, it just builds up and becomes like a time bomb inside you. So I'm not shocked by this at all, but it's a very tough thing to do. It's like, you know, it's like they say, revenge is a dish best served cold, because you just never would get the results anyway that you are hoping for. Like, you think, okay, I'm going to just hold on to this anger and then let's see what happens to the other person. But it's always the person holding on to the anger that, of course, suffers the most. So, hey, there's something to kind of try and practice. Maybe you'll feel a little bit lighter. All right, I have something that will make you feel good. It's called the Plant Love, I just said it, Kitchen. And it's very easy. There's 75-plus recipes. So it's an easy-to-use guide. Marissa Moore has this flexible approach backed by the latest nutritional science to a more plant-forward diet that can improve your health. So step-by-step tips to transform your plates, then these 75 recipes, which I think is the key. And she's a nutritionist and a food blogger. It helps you integrate plant-forward diet stuff into your life. And it breaks down the benefits of what they call a flexitarian diet for your health, disease prevention, and overall well-being based on the latest research. So we're giving away copies of this book. We're going to enter you into a drawing, first of all, for the book and for a chance to win the cast iron skillets, 6, 8, and 10 inches. Ugh, that like sets up your kitchen. You want to make like an omelet, spinach omelet or something, boom. Just for one, take the little one out. Got more people to serve up. You got the 10-inch one. So anyway, what you have to do is go to kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Just send me an email. I'll throw your name into the hopper, and maybe you'll be one of those lucky winners. If you win, I will reach back, and you can tell me where we need to mail the copy of the Plant Love Kitchen Cookbook. Woohoo! Yeah. I'm all for it. I have a friend who is in great shape and loves Snickers and eats a Snickers bar probably once a day and then slams tons of vegetables. That's what he does. And it works. It works for him. Because, yeah, he's getting his chocolate fix and candy and whatever, but he's eating a lot of veggies, too, you know, in between, mixed in there. All right, a couple of great odds and ends for you. And, you know, I say this all the time, but I mentioned the Aerosmith concert. I was just thinking about my list of their my favorite songs of theirs. You know, this is an oldie but a goodie, Sweet Emotion, right? Maybe some of you would put that on your list, too. And I was looking at concerts, and when you talk about something that makes you feel lighter, I really like going to concerts. But a lot of times, the concerts aren't those kind of concerts, because, of course, it's crazy, insane, expensive for most of the what I call big concerts. But going down and watching some live music, some great, I don't know, jazz, rock, whatever, sometimes you find the really good artists, and maybe they get discovered, maybe they don't, maybe it's just a local kind of thing, but there is a lot of good music out there. And I think especially after the pandemic, after we rolled through the pandemic, there is that need for connection and the need to listen to music for a lot of us. So whether it takes place in the big scale or a smaller scale, There is something about the beauty of music, that's for sure. All right, so for odds and ends, how about this? 11 U.S. Airlines, Wallet Hub did an analysis of 11 U.S. Airlines, ranked Delta the highest for the second year in a row as far as airfare. Budget airline Spirit came in second, And the last airline was Southwest, which they ranked last, which, of course, is no surprise because of all the problems they've had. We're talking about delays and denied boardings and price, and that's how they came up with the score. So Spirit did okay. If you like being nickeled and dimed, though, I mean that's the thing, because you fly economy, you are really flying economy. But Delta, boy, they did really well. They just excelled in all the categories and got a perfect score on the denied boardings, which means the airline manages oversold flights well, which is great, because that's the worst when they oversold the flight and then you're stuck. So Delta was liked by, you know, overwhelmingly by most of the people that took the survey. Look, here's the deal. I think that most of us, we want an airline that gets us from point A to point B. We don't want to do, if we don't have to, any kind of a puddle jump. And we want the cheapest airline. We want the cheapest airfare that you could possibly get, because nobody wants to pay a lot of money to, nobody wants to pay a lot of money to fly. We want to pay as little as possible, especially when you hear about some of these crazy things that happen. And Southwest is the perfect example of that because of the delays and the re-racks and everything else that has happened to people, you know, not every day, but they've had some major mishaps. And it's probably happened a lot of times to people who are trying to get to some sort of event, and then they're stuck because they cannot get there. They can't get there because they have to really re-rack everything, and they haven't done that. And somebody else has already gotten that seat on the flight. All right, you're going to love this one. A University of Oregon study produced two groundbreaking findings: that worms exposed to cannabis get the munchies, same as humans. Okay, but what does that tell us? Why are they doing that study? I don't know. I'm not really sure why, but it's, I guess, an interesting, what I would call, fact, right? Or a ubiquitous bit of information. UBIs, we do those once a week on this show. I'm just saying, right? How about Yahoo? They acquired Wager, a social sports betting platform that's going to integrate into Yahoo Sports Fantasy offerings. So it is going to be this thing where now you can go to Yahoo and make the bets. Everybody wants a piece of this action, which is so hilarious to me, because it used to be that, oh, no gambling, none of that. We'll never have pro sports in Las Vegas. And now it's just a free-for-all. It's just a matter of time if your state, I think, doesn't have sports gambling, and there's plenty of them that don't have sports books. Like even Florida, it was supposed to go through, and then something happened that took it away. So there are states that don't allow it, but there are plenty of other states that will let you wager, and they will gladly take your money. So what happens now is that this will allow sports fans to bet alongside peers with challenges, leaderboards, tools for smack talk, all that whole fun part of doing the gambling thing. And this company, Wager, W-A-G-R, by the way, they raised $16 million in funding from some pretty big investors. So, yeah, it makes sense. And the reason why is because so many people do want to gamble. Look at DraftKings and some of the other successes that are out there with fantasy sports. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, The dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Spring has so many celebrations. I can already feel the anxiety. Mother's Day to dads, grads, and there's all kinds of entertaining and travel. We know that. But all of this fun can get expensive. So we've got tips and tricks for turning your spending into actual earning this season. So joining us with a scoop so that you can make the most out of all these moments that matter and still celebrate the people you love without stressing about your budget is Barbara Majeski. And she is so good at this. Barbara, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me. And I'm personally so excited for all of these events. I'm sure you are, but we all get really stressed out. There's no question about it. But I've been looking for ways to turn spending into earning this spring. And if you want to be financially savvy and maximize every dollar, here's what I'm thinking. Maybe consider a heartfelt DIY gift, like making a card or baking their favorite treat. Or for those hosting, reimagine your space. So instead of paying for a party venue, create a backyard picnic or entertain in a local park. Another great tip is to see if your credit card has special offers or benefits that earn you cash back. For example, Chase Freedom Unlimited recently launched their May month of more, where card members can save up to 15% on gift cards and earn up to 10% cash back from favorite brands like Nike, Sephora, or Neiman Marcus. And points go 10% further when you redeem them at the Apple Ultimate Rewards Store.
Ooh, that's good. I'm frantically writing all this down, and of course we have this and we're sharing it with the listeners. Do you have any other tips you want to share?
Absolutely. If you have a recent grad in your life, treat them to a Home Chef or Wayfair gift card as they prepare to live on their own. Or how about a fresh bouquet from ProFlowers, perfume from Sephora this Mother's Day? But regardless of the gift, you'll be earning a boost in cash back when you use Chase Freedom Unlimited credit card in addition to the card's regular benefits. Both your loved ones and your wallet will have a reason to celebrate. And if you're not a Chase Freedom card member, you'll want to apply. Card members are always earning with unlimited 1.5 cash back on all purchases. Plus, your rewards never expire as long as your account is open. And as if it couldn't get any better, Freedom Unlimited card members can also earn 5% cash back on travel purchased through Chase Ultimate Rewards, 3% cash back on dining and drugstores, and 1.5% cash back on all other purchases. So you're always earning when celebrating the spring and beyond.
Ooh, I like all of that. Sounds awesome. So, Barbara, where do we go for more information?
To learn more about these great offers from Chase Freedom, visit chase.com/freedomunlimited. And until next time, happy celebrating.
Awesome. Same to you. Thanks, Barbara.
Thanks, Kate.
Great suggestions, right? Because you get hit with, geez, how do I stretch these dollars? And I think she was right. There is some savings that you can certainly get back there. It's just keeping track of it. That's what the key thing is. All right, so I just can't get off this whole Aerosmith thing. Adam's apple, ain't enough. Ain't that a bitch? Amazing. I could go on and on. Dream On, you all know that song. I don't care if you're 85, 90 years old, or if you're 20, you have gotten into a car or you've been on an elevator, you've been somewhere where you've heard Dream On. I don't want to miss a thing. Walk This Way. Crazy. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm going to go look for my old Aerosmith t-shirts. I know I have them. I know I have them wadded up somewhere in a box. All right, I mentioned this at the top of the show, so let's talk about it. The U.S. could default as early as June 1st. I've talked about that before. If the debt limit isn't raised, the Treasury is warning us. Janet Yellen, boy, she has a sour looks, the jowls. She just is scowling every time I see a picture of her, and you think, oh, boy. Yeah, this is happening. Do something. So Biden invited House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and some other congressional leaders to the White House next week. They're going to discuss the debt ceiling. There's a big mad scramble going on to figure out what's going to happen here. I mean, this could be super jarring. The Treasury Department will run out of cash eventually to pay the bills in maybe as few as 4 weeks without additional borrowing authority. That would be unprecedented, and that would definitely crush world financial markets. And why do you care? Because I say this show's about what's happening in your backyard and mine, and what does it mean to us? It's going to affect us. It's going to tighten things around us. Absolutely. And of course, we're in a frail state when it comes to possibly jumping into another recession. So the debt ceiling imposes the legal limit on the amount of money the U.S. government can borrow, set at $31 trillion. We hit the cap in January. So now we've got these special maneuvers to conserve cash and buy time, but we're running out of time. And it doesn't seem like there's any kind of a compromise here. So that's the whole idea about having coffee, tea, or muffins at the White House with the president, Republicans, and the president, and a few Democrats thrown in for good measure to try to figure it out, to see if they can figure out what the reality is of this and what this means and what it will happen. You know, just red ink, people. Everywhere. Can you imagine if you ran a business like this? If you ran a business this way, it would be disastrous. I mean, again, yes, we have a lot of people in this country. Yes, we have not enough money, I suppose, coming in. Although it does seem like it's that robbing Peter to pay Paul kind of philosophy that is all over the place. You know, this started back in 1917, and it was a restriction put on how much money the federal government can borrow to pay the bills, because you usually spend more, the government does anyway, than it takes in. So Congress has been raising the debt ceiling pretty frequently to pay for the operations. How do you pay for it? I mean, this should be a top priority. This should be the best minds possible working on this, figuring this out, and should have been figured out a long time ago. You know, I don't have rose-colored glasses on, and I know that this pendulum swings in a lot of different directions. But for goodness sake, I really do feel like something else could have happened here. And this doesn't need to be as high as it is, but it's too late because you can't put that genie back in the bottle. So you have to move forward. All right, if you didn't hear at the top, this is the big thing. The big thing is you got over 200 plus law enforcement types that are looking all over the place for this shooting suspect who has been at large since Friday, killed five people. Five people. There were 16 people inside the house that he went to, his neighbor's house, but they have not been able to find Francisco Oropesa. He fled after allegedly killing his neighbors in response to their request that he stop shooting near their yard. And they did find his cell phone. They thought they had cornered him in the woods, but it turns out they did not. There have been just a ton of 911 calls, and they still have not been able to get him. I mean, who knows? Maybe he's gone back over the border. I don't know. Maybe he went somewhere else north from Texas. Maybe he's not even in Texas. Who knows at this point? I know they want him badly, though. I have a friend who works with the FBI, and this is the chatter. This is the chatter. This is what everybody's doing. This is what people are looking for. Big, big time. And also, hats off to Gordon Lightfoot. Do you know who Gordon Lightfoot is? Legendary Canadian folk singer, songwriter, dead at the age of 84. If you go back to the 70s, If You Could Read My Mind, that was one of his big breakout hits. You know, there's 70 stations all over the country, so you hear these songs still. If you're driving around, you're hitting, you know, messing around with buttons, and you'll hear this song. This song comes up definitely, definitely. And apparently throughout his life, and he did a biography about this, he talked about his struggle with alcoholism. He was married three times, had six children. Ultimately, he sobered up, married happily, and toured, and wrote songs well into his 80s. Thanks so much to Nathan Reeder for his excellent work on the technicals. As always, be safe, be sane, be happy. This is the way, my friends.
Delaney, I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter @Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.